Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
It's Sunday, the 17th of December, the third Sunday in Advent. Welcome to the Word of Grace. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and you join me here on CJMQ Radio, broadcasting to the Eastern Townships of Quebec and beyond. Some of you may be listening because you tuned in to a Christmas-themed conversation that I had on Daniel Coulomb's Drive Time show on Friday evening. If so, I'm glad that you're now listening to what may be the longest-running English-language radio show in the province of Quebec. I'm even more delighted that you can listen to the words of Isaiah the prophet at chapter 61. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance for our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive a king. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven let nature sing. Heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven let nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men thy songs employ, while fields and floods, rock hills and plains, repeat the sound and joy, repeat the sound and joy, repeat, repeat the sound and joy. Thank you.
the sound and joy. Repeat the sound and joy. Repeat, repeat the sound and joy. He ruled the world with truth and grace, and makes the nation prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. And wonders of his love, and wonders and wonders of his love, and wonders and wonders of his love.
Let us pray. God of light and love, we rejoice in your presence this day, for you look kindly on us, no matter how we come to be here listening this morning. You're the God who can bring order from chaos and calls for justice for the vulnerable. You can turn weeping into laughter, promising life made new. You redeem all that can appear lost, giving each one a path and a purpose. And so we come to you in joy, trusting you to bring peace and hope into these uncertain times. Meet with us this day, as we anticipate the difference your gifts will make to us through Christ your Son, our Saviour. We confess that our concerns are often narrow, focused mostly on our own lives. Opportunities to say thanks or to offer encouragement slip by. Anxiety turns us inward and anger can make us lash out. Forgive us for neglecting the joy at the heart of the Advent season. Turn our hearts back to you and inspire us with your love made flesh in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, we are part of God's new creation. God's love makes all things new. Know that in Christ, through Christ, by Christ, we are forgiven. Let us now find the courage to forgive one another in Jesus' name. Lord, shine the light of your truth on us now as we listen to your word, speaking in the scriptures. Open our hearts to receive that word which can change our minds and our lives through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, your living word. Amen.
We are all.
John's Gospel, chapter 1 at verse 6, we read the story of John the Baptist coming to announce the way of Jesus. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light, he came only as a witness to the light. And at verse 19, now this was John's testimony, when the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness, make straight the way for the Lord." Now the Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. This all happened at Bethany on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The interview I had with Daniel Coulomb on Friday spotlighted the fact that I had come to the Eastern Townships from Aberdeen, Scotland. I did my theology at the university there, and then I did my probationary year, the year that I was apprenticed to a senior minister in another Aberdeen church, and I went on to pastor yet another church in the city there as well. The particular church I did my probationary year in was founded in 1901. And had the distinction of having had its first four ministers go on to be theology professors. One of them was Arthur John Gossip. Tragically, he lost his wife to death when they were in their middle years. The following Sunday after his wife's death, he stood in the pulpit to preach, and his first sentence was, "When life tumbles in, what then?" And A.J. Gossip took as his text Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 5. "So, Jeremiah," says the scriptures, "if you're worn out in this foot race with men, what makes you think you can race against horses? If you can't keep your wits during times of calm, what's going to happen when troubles break loose like the Jordan in flood?" Gossip preached, "I don't think you need to be afraid of life. Our hearts are very frail. And there are places where the road is very steep and very lonely. But we have a wonderful God. And, as the Apostle Paul puts it, what can separate us from his love? Not death." He writes immediately, "No, not death. For standing in the roaring of the Jordan, cold with its dreadful chill and very conscious of the terror of its rushing, I too, like hopeful in Pilgrim's Progress, can call back to you who one day in your turn will have to cross it. Be of good cheer, my brother, my sister, for I feel the bottom, and it is sound." A.J. Gossip had reached the bottom of who he was in his grief, but at the bottom, he reached the core of all that he believed. "You people in the sunshine," he said, "may believe the faith, but we in the shadows must believe it. We have nothing else." And so, dear friends, we're in the season of Advent in the Christian year. It's about the hopes and fears of all the years, the triumphs and tragedies of all the seasons, the joys and griefs of all the times and in all our lives coming into focus in the person of God's Messiah, Jesus. And that's what John the Baptist is doing. Like an optician who adjusts the lenses in her lens device, John the Baptist is bringing a sharper focus to people who can't see very well, whose vision is fuzzy. He says, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." And all the great classic Advent images are found in John the Baptist. Of darkness giving way to light, grief to faith or even joy, the barrenness of a desert to the beauty of paradise, a paradise restored, longing to hope and the arrival of God's salvation, especially in the advent of the Messiah, Jesus the Lord, then and now. John the Baptist brings into focus all the issues of human life in Jesus. Jesus is the one who makes sense, who turns darkness to light, mourning and sorrow into joy and gladness, death and doom into light and life. In that interview on Friday evening, I was asked what would I say to someone who found Christmas tough because they had lost a loved one or because they were alone. And perhaps that's your circumstance today. Perhaps there's a darkness that surrounds you at this time, a cloak of grief, a shadow of chronic illness, a black hole of fractured and distant relationships. I spoke to that first in general terms, to the ugly fact of dying and death and the fact that it's a common experience of our humanity. And if you've been bereaved, then it is what it is. And sometimes Christmas as a season or as an event or as a family gathering and personal time is just ugly in the face of sorrow and pain. How will I get through this season? And we have to embrace the reality of our loss. But I also went on to say that there will be a light that shines, that it won't always feel like this, that life moves on. There were better Christmases before, and there will be better Christmases again. As Ecclesiastes says, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build. And that may simply be the word for someone listening today, that today may be dreadful, but a better tomorrow is coming. But what I also went on to say is that there is good news in Christmas. Jesus came to destroy darkness and death, sin and shadows. Another pastor who knew terrible loss was the Reverend Dr. William Sloan Coffin of Riverside Church in New York. And on Sunday, the 23rd of January 1983, the sermon began, "As almost all of you know, a week ago last Monday night, driving in a terrible storm, my son Alexander, who to his friends was a real day brightener, and to his family fair as a star when only one is shining in the sky, my 24-year-old son Alexander, he enjoyed beating his old man at every game and every race, beats his father to the grave. My consolation lies in knowing that when the waves closed over Alex's car, God's heart was the first of all our hearts to break. And I know that when Alex beat me to the grave, the finish line was not Boston Harbor in the middle of the night. If a week ago, last Monday, a lamp went out, it was because for him at least the dawn had come. So I shall seek, so let us all seek, consolation in that love which never dies, and find peace in the dazzling grace that always is. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, release from the darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, to bestow on those who grieve in Zion a crown of beauty instead of ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning, a garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. Amen and amen."
Thank you.
A prayer written around Advent themes of grief and loss. Come, come, long-expected Jesus. To those who have too low a view of who they are, come, Lord Jesus. To those in the valley of the shadow of death or despair, come, Lord Jesus. To those who have nothing much to be happy about, for whom life is too hard, come, Lord Jesus. To those for whom the griefs of yesterday or the fear of tomorrow is just too much, come, Lord Jesus. To those of us who care too little or care too much, come, Lord Jesus. To those who are living out the consequences of bad choices made by them or for them by others, come, Lord Jesus. To parents of difficult or sick or wayward children, or to those who have been abused, or to those who are single and would like to find a partner, or who wish they didn't have the partner that they've got, come, Lord Jesus. To those for whom work is hard to find or hard to enjoy, come, Lord Jesus. To those who long for better bodily and mental and spiritual health, come, Lord Jesus. To those who have lost their joy, come, Lord Jesus. To each of us listening here today, and to those who are absent in the real situations of our lives, come, Lord Jesus, with your healing touch. Come, Christ Jesus, be our hope, and touch us with your healing and grace. And we remember before you all those we know and those known to you alone who are living with loss or illness this season, those who face depression or discouragement, and all who find it hard to be merry at this season of the year. Shine the light of your comfort in their lives as we sing of the hope that dawns in your love. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Come, Christ Jesus, be our King, claim your rightful place in our hearts. Our world is struggling to find the justice and mercy you call for the coming of this day, we pray, in the words Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace,
hail the Son of Righteousness,
light and life to all he brings,
truth with healing in his wings.
Mild he lays his glory by,
born that man no more may die,
born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.